flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
To the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, you rascals. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory. Like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We'll get back to the Jimmy Butler thing, but we spent the whole hour on it. If you guys do want to call in, I'll take your calls, take your chats. Well, maybe I'll even fire up this text machine. I just got to bang on it a couple times, see if it works. But NFL award finalists are out, Leroy, for the season. And congratulations to Chop Robinson.
Oh, rookie team?
Finalist for the rookie of the year. A finalist.
Really?
Finalist for defensive rookie of the year.
Who?
We got Jared Verse. He's good.
He's good.
Quinyon Mitchell, Philadelphia Eagles cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Yeah.
Brandon Fisk, LA Rams defensive end.
Oh, that's teammates.
The big dude.
The Florida State Braden teammates. Fisk,
excuse me.
Yeah.
And then Cooper DeJean.
Wow.
Intangibles.
And
cornerback.
A special type of intangible.
Mm-hmm.
Cornerback.
Oh, now, wait. That dude's a beast.
Dang. You know what I'm saying? He's filling
in. Wait, is he mixed?
No. Nope.
Full intangible?
Hey, man.
No, come on.
Listen, you know what?
Don't do that.
Wait, no. I'm going to just say this. The last of his kind, Jason Sehorn.
He was full intangible, right?
Full intangible.
Yeah. Nah, he's a, No. Does brothers call? We don't call kids first name Cooper.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh.
Leroy's looking. He's like.
Wait.
Leroy wants a 20. Played at Iowa.
Well,
no. I went to Iowa for my cousin's wedding.
Hmm?
We infiltrate.
Really?
Yeah, we infiltrate there.
Hmm.
Yeah, but no, I'm looking at him.
We leave presents.
I'm watching him. I don't.
No, I think he's full intangible.
Okay.
Or yeah. At least 98%.
We don't got
intangible.
A Tyler Johnson situation here.
You know a mix, dog. That's how he greeted us one year.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited.
That was before 50 million bumpy.
Let me see. So, yeah. Watch him on the Eagles. That dude is all over the place.
But congratulations to Chop.
Congratulations to
Chop. I got
to
think that the playoff.
Who probably And this is one of the cool things about sports. At no point in time did they expect him to play as much as he did. But because of injuries, he was able to come in and kind of learn on the fly. Because as the season went on, he got better and better and better.
He did make the all-rookie team, by the way.
Okay, cool.
He did make the all-rookie team. Chop Robinson, the last Dolphin to win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, this all wait, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he's a final nominee.
Defensive Rookie of the Year. I'll give you the offensive. Yeah. I'll give you the offensive.
You don't even tell me. We already know who won it.
Oh, Jaden?
Yeah, he's playing on Sunday.
I don't know.
Who's going to beat
no
him?
No chance.
Caleb is not beating him. Bo Nix is not beating him.
Brock Bowers had a good season.
Yeah, he broke
but he didn't get to the playoffs.
He ain't a quarterback. And no, how many rookie quarterbacks have won two playoff games?
I think the voting's done already, though.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
Bo Nix.
No.
No.
Not over. Oh, because the thing that hurts Bo Nix is we remember the start.
I agree.
This which is weird.
It's a good class, though. I will say that. Malik Nabers.
Oh, he had a bum thrown to him.
And then Brian Thomas Jr. from the Jags. He had bums thrown to him all year.
That is, you know what? You're right. This was a very good
because all those
draft.
Guys, all those, like, you can actually say I am familiar with every one of those guys, both offensively and defensively.
Absolutely.
Which that in itself means it's a good class.
Robinson would be the first Dolphins Rookie of the Year if he was able to win it since Tim Bowens in 1994.
Tim Bowens? Dan Marino didn't even win it?
Defensive Rookie of the Year. So okay. They specified defensive.
Wow, Jason Taylor didn't win it?
No.
No, he didn't start playing right away.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
The other awards, you want the other awards? The other finalists? MVP?
Yeah, I know who those are.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just between Lamar and...
No, there's the other two. There's Lamar.
Five finalists.
Oh, there's five. So it's
Saquon,
Lamar.
Saquon.
Yes.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's in it?
He's a finalist.
Oh, who would be the fifth guy?
It's a waste guy.
What?
Don't even worry about it. Who's the fifth guy? Wait. Jared Goff.
Really?
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
He had a good year.
Jared Goff.
No Derrick Henry. That's weird.
Well, Derrick Henry is nominated for Offensive Player of the Year.
How are you going to be Offensive Player of the Year when you got to go against Saquon and Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase is also a nominee for Offensive Player of the Year.
And I bet you Saquon as well, right?
Daniels going to win it again?
For Offensive Player of the Year?
Offensive Player of the Year.
Jaden Daniels, he's not nominated. For Offensive Player of the Year.
Offensive player, not rookie.
Not
offensive player.
Player.
Offensive player.
Saquon, Jamar Chase, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow.
That's only good. That's a tough one.
Lamar Jackson,
Derrick
so
Henry.
Three quarterbacks.
For Offensive Player of the Year, there's only two.
Two quarterbacks, two running backs, and a wide receiver.
Yep.
So who's not in it between Lamar and
Josh Allen?
Josh Allen is not in there for Offensive Player of the Year.
So Lamar Jackson's going to win the MVP. The same people vote for it.
That not necessarily.
Offensive. Why not? How? Wait.
Relax.
How can you
relax,
win?
Relax. Before you go,
yeah,
I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
Remember Cooper Kupp? Remember when he won the Triple Crown?
Yeah.
He won Offensive Player of the Year. Did he win MVP?
No.
Okay. So go ahead.
Yeah, but we're talking about two guys that play the same position.
It doesn't matter.
If we say a quarterback's going to win it.
It's an offensive player. That means other offensive players besides quarterbacks. And if somebody puts up a triple crown, has the most receptions, most touchdowns, and most receiving yards, they may get Offensive Player of the Year.
No triple crowns this year.
Yes. Jamar Chase.
He won a triple crown this year?
Dude, yeah, he was amazing this year.
No, I know.
And they didn't pay him.
But he played.
Oh, I know. I'm not trying to relate it to Jimmy. I'm just saying he's going to make a lot of money.
Hey, somebody like Jamar Chase make a cheap organization seem like they got deep pockets, right? Right?
Point for the lead. Dude, you know how bad you got to be if you can make the Bengals look good? Yeah. Their ownership with money? Ugh.
But see, and that's the thing that, as a former player, that kind of gets me about this whole Jimmy thing.
Because when we talk about all the situations where money is involved, right? Money, the contentious relationship between the owner or the management and the player, once that player steps on the field, it's over. Right? We've heard this all the time. You look at Jamar Chase, you look at there's been Christian Wilkins, right? It's over. Right? This right here, with what we see in sports, is so opposite of how
100%.
Everybody have handled.
How many guys in the league make $50 million a year? That, I mean, it's stupid money. Like, I get Lucas who calls in and he's like, hey, you're letting him skate here. And I get that sentiment, but I'm really looking out for the other guys because he's not for the other guys anymore.
And so, and for him to go back into the locker room and for him to go back on the court, now you're looking at the other players who also might have the same sentiments that you do and go, how can they keep putting him out here?
Mm-hmm.
And now it affects how they play. So there is something that, look.
Bless you, Jennifer.
You guys going out of town?
Thank you.
You'll be back on Monday. Everybody take a deep breath and make this happen.
You think Spo says anything about it? Because they have shoot around probably right now.
Wait, are they playing? The game's still on, right?
They have shoot around either way. They tweeted out yesterday they're doing a shoot around. Okay. They're there.
We don't know if the Milwaukee's there yet.
Here's the deal. Here's what's going to happen. I know what you guys want to talk about.
You're not going to get that out of me.
Yeah. I ain't that guy.
Congrats, bud.
So let me ask you this then, guys.
Yeah.
And Leroy, you've been obviously great athlete, been in the locker room. What happens if the players start coming to the coach or Pat and like, yo, you need to handle this now?
They might already be doing that.
The leaders, the guy,
it can't be anybody. But somebody like Bam, right, behind closed doors, or you best believe him and Spo are having conversations like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Right? Now, here's the part that is crazy is that your team is so young that I don't know if there's really anybody who feels that they could go and have that conversation.
Schmeathen says, Spo shouldn't have to answer. This is a Pat-Jimmy situation.
Correct.
Spo and players are shrapnel. I do agree with that. I think
Spo's putting his ass on the floor.
At some point, Pat should have to answer questions about this.
Well, Pat's going to have to answer the questions.
Yeah, but I'm saying not till friggin' May.
No, May. No. He's going to have to answer them.
He's going to have a press conference at some point, and he's got to talk about this.
He's going to have a press conference once this trade happens. Like, you can't.
You can't
skate to me.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, and look, reasonable Schmeathen. Who knew that we had that character?
Who? Timbo Slice. The last five offensive players of the year haven't won MVP.
Well, remember we had that whole thing last year? Oh, you remember the times when we were talking Tua and Tyreek debates? That was a thing where, like, oh, Tyreek Hill's not going to win, but he'll win Offensive Player of the Year. He'll never win MVP.
There was a time last year. It was great talking.
It was a great time. It was a great time.
Stanley Cup, yeah. Heat,
right now,
Dolphins, now.
Me and Joe were having a conversation, and I said, you know the difference between the Tyreek situation and the Jimmy situation is?
Do tell.
Nobody's playing football right now.
Right.
So all this crap could be fixed by the time camp starts 6 months from now.
He's a guy though that I think I would bail on, because I feel like you've already gotten the window. And I think the thing with the Heat is like they did have the one thing that I think the Heat is fair criticism. Like you guys did, okay. You guys keep saying, oh, you guys should know what he's doing in the background. You guys knew. If you guys had this intel on Jimmy Butler, how did you let it get to this? If you knew all the things that you moved. Sun and moon to make life as harmonious as possible with Jimmy Butler. Like, if I'm the Dolphins and it's already been, hey, he's late. Hey, he quit on the team. Hey, fix it in the offseason. What's going to happen the first time that he doesn't get a catch in a game?
But again, the way sports works, right? This isn't about me and this isn't about you and this isn't even about the organization. He's going to have to go in that locker room and make good by them. and the team will be able to see early on if that could work or not. And that's how you kind of have to look at it. Now, this situation with Jimmy, you could see when it started getting
frosty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you have to do something simply because it's not about Pat. It's not about Spo. It's not about the fans. It's about those other 14 guys on that team. And that's the problem. We always talk about, you know, all these things surrounding sports. The most important thing is the respect that you have for the other guys on your team. Everybody talks about it. You hear all athletes talk about my teammates, my this, my this. So, were you lying when the first time you come out and say, it's me, I want this, I want that? Then no, you were just saying those things. Because we have, in our recent history, we've had players that have demanded trades and wanted to be traded. Hell, last year, when we were going through the Dame stuff,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't never not balling. Right?
Well, he never had to play. It was the summer.
Oh, okay. But he, when Dame said, I'm not going to not ball.
But the thing with the Dame thing that I'll always say, like, I don't think they're comparable situations is he they didn't want him there either. They wanted
right.
to rebuild.
I got you. Well, no, it's that way now here too.
But they didn't do him dirty.
They didn't do him dirty because he handled himself accordingly.
He didn't want to be there.
He never said one bad thing about Portland.
Right. Even though he never publicly said anything. Right. There wasn't any of these.
But that's a plausible deniability thing. Oh, we didn't do him dirty. We sent him with Giannis. But their year last year was unbelievably disappointing. He wasn't happy and he didn't want to be there.
He also had there was other things going on.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because then instead of the Astron down here, he had to deal with Milwaukee Astron.
Well, what about
you can't compare Milwaukee Astron to Miami Astron?
Jimmy's going through things right now. You know.
Yeah, but like that seems by his choice. It does.
I mean, let me ask you this. Is Jimmy ruining all the stuff we thought of him before this year?
No. All his legacy?
Not the accomplishments or whatever, but just because when somebody does something extremely selfish, my first thought is, he's always been that way. The situation just never presented itself.
I agree with that, yeah.
And so now, when you think of even before, like when you think of Bam, Bam don't have a selfish bone in his body,
mm-hmm.
right? When you think of Tyler, like these guys have that structure and that culture in them. Whereas Jimmy is about you until it's about him.
Mm-hmm.
And now that more people are starting to see it, do you then go back in time and put all the pieces together with other stuff?
I don't know, man.
It's real, like you just like with all this stuff. You just think about things. You think about oh, so this situation was. Oh, so he was traveling by, and I don't even think that's a big deal. So
I don't care about that.
I don't care about that.
I don't care about. I don't care about.
All I want is you to do this.
I don't
show up and hoop.
Exactly. I don't care about. I don't care about planes. I don't care about hotels. It's a little weird that you stayed 30 minutes away from the NBA finals. That's a little strange, but whatever. Your own staff, whatever. But yeah, I do care about you not giving a rat's ass when you're on the court and you're basically playing at a level not to get hurt, but also not to get suspended. And that's why I'm saying this whole charade back and forth of suspension, not suspension, like enough of that already.
What a laugh.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Astron transforms into a Chrysler Pacifica.
Oh, Certainly a situation that the Heat have to clean up, but if you guys want to clean up your clothes the best way possible, Leroy, you want to use the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. Our guy Ara is the owner there. That's our guy. He listens to the show. He's a fan of the show. Wants to take care of our listeners, and he's been in this business now 40 years. Owned and run A&T Dry Cleaners, Leroy.
Just give him a call. 954-610-9383. 954-610-9383. Just give him a text or call him. He has a seamstress on site, and they can do same-day alterations. But just check with him.
Yeah, check with him.
Just check with him.
You got some of your wardrobe. You're losing a little of that weight. You're a
resolution. I got some Christmas stuff. I got some Christmas stuff, I guess. Wifey thought my hips were a little bit bigger. Got to get them taken in. Yeah, I got to get them taken in so I can wear these golf pants, right? Just give them a call, and guess what? Mention our name. You mention our name, Tobin and Leroy? 25% off, right? 25% off. They service all of Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. He'll even come pick it up and drop it off, right? Just give him a call. Write this number down. 954-610-9383. I know you got some stuff in the closet. I know you got some stuff in the closet that you really want to wear for that special occasion, but it just needs a little hem, or it needs to be taken in a little bit, or maybe even let out for some of us. Just give them a call.
Did you look at me when you said that?
I didn't look at you.
You kind of did.
No, I didn't.
Not certain.
You got a new suit. You don't have the Pat Riley suit no more.
But you did look at him.
I did. I was looking. Okay, fine.
A&T Dry Cleaners.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, 954-610-9383. Check them on out.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Could
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. That's your name.
What's Jimmy wishing right now?
I think he's dreaming about going to his paddle tournament or something that he was at yesterday.
Can I just tell you this? Jimmy, you better not do nothing that athletic, right?
Why not?
Because Dad...
He's like, if I'm him right now, I'm like, all right, suspended. Damage is done.
Now, let me run this by you. If I'm another team and I see this,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen how much Jimmy has played the last couple of years and how he's playing now, is it worth it to anybody?
Definitely got to be an interesting question for the Suns, for sure.
Right.
It definitely does.
Right. That ever since this has came up, you have not seen this guy play substantial basketball. Now, the cool thing about it is here's where I get it from the Suns' perspective. What you need is going to be more than Bradley Beal can give you, and therefore Jimmy fits. Right? But to think that Jimmy is going to be Heat Jimmy or Playoff Jimmy, you lying to yourself if you think he's just going to turn that on.
I mean, he hasn't played a meaningful game of basketball in over a month.
Right.
Since the Detroit game. So, yeah, I think that is a fair question, especially at his age.
Huh. I'm glad you brought that up because I've been saying that the whole time.
I understand.
All right.
I understand.
I don't want to be mad at Jimmy because, like, if engaged, he is one of the most unstoppable forces. If you piss Jimmy off and he makes a conscious effort to put it on you, there ain't nothing you can do to stop it. However, we haven't seen that Jimmy in a minute.
Nope.
Actually, you are. It's just that you're not seeing him on the court.
You're seeing his off court.
Listen to what you just said. I love what you just said.
Go ahead.
If you get Jimmy upset and he's motivated, what do you think he is right now?
So Pat can't defend him.
He's
scoring 50 on Pat.
It's a petty purr.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
Bobby Marks from ESPN. He had a.
I always think it's the musician.
Who's that?
Mark, it's not Bobby Marks though.
Harpo Marks?
No, who's the artist? Oh,
Marky
80s,
Marks?
80s.
Funky Bunch?
Rob?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right,
dude.
I'll tell you.
Anyway, ESPN's Bobby Marks. He says the camera in the sky does not lie regarding Jimmy Butler. From ESPN Stats and Info and Second Spectrum, Jimmy Butler has attempted fewer than 10 field goal attempts in 4 of the last 5 games. 5-game stretch with no more than 57 points, 42 field goal attempts, and 14 free throw attempts. The last time that occurred with Jimmy Butler, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
2013. Against Portland, he moved at a fast pace, which is more than 14 feet a second, 5% of the time. His second lowest percentage in a game in which he has played at least 20 minutes this season. He took a shot on 14% of his touches, third lowest percentage in a game this season, minimum of 50 touches. He passed the ball on 76% of his touches, tied for the second highest percentage in a game this season, minimum of 50 touches.
No, we can see it. We don't need somebody breaking it down.
He's just giving you he's just letting you know the science backs it up, dude.
Richard Marks.
Who's that?
Artist, dude.
Wait, you talking about Richard Marks?
Yeah, right here waiting for you. Wherever you go, whatever you do,
yeah, he was high. Yeah, he was there. Oh, that's him.
Yeah,
a couple of joints in there. Yeah,
I'll be here right there waiting for you.
Yeah,
mm,
just,
you know what, Tobes?
Let him sing that song, guys.
Tobes, I sense another parody. I sense another parody.
Gonna
with
go Richard Marks.
Yeah,
no, but that's yeah. When you said Marks, that's what I was thinking.
If you are a son.
I won't treat you like a bum.
I'll be here right there.
The only reason why you haven't said good riddance is because you're scared he might be listening.
No, that's not true.
No, he loves Jimmy. Yeah.
I'm heartbroken to see this.
I just... Here's what I hate. Sometimes you can't say how you feel and what you want and make it sound or look good. Okay? And early on in this whole situation, Jimmy tried to make himself look good until which point he felt he could put it on the Heat as to why he was in this situation. And that's what it seems like to me, that he was going to play company guy early in the season, right? But then when he wasn't getting what he wanted, then he had to be that dude. So, yeah, it's hard to say. With all the things you've said over the last few years about your guys and this team and this organization, I don't want to be here and look good. When sometimes the best thing you could do is just put it out there.
Take a break. We'll mix things up coming up next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Makes me want to go to Big Face Coffee and
stand out there, like, say anything. And then, like, just stay outside the door, put your hands on the door. And
you got to wear
a
night. You got to wear the jacket, though.
Is putting water on the door so it looks like it's raining outside.
Sorry, I asked about the comments, Jimmy.
I'm not really sorry I asked about the comments.
We know you're not.
I'm not responsible for other people's words.
See,
you're responsible for yours.
No, I got this. You understand. I've spent a lot of time with you.
Yeah.
Both on the show, off the show, in public environments.
In restaurants.
And here's the one thing that I do know about Tobin.
In costumes.
Dude loves chaos. He's the only guy, when a fight breaks out at a boxing event,
oh, I can't wait for next week.
He starts pumping.
Hey, we're in for one next week.
But so
an old school grudge.
Do you understand why one would like to call BS when you say you are not responsible for other people's comments when your questions lead to said chaos?
And there's video evidence, Your Honor.
Yes!
There's video footage of you causing a stir. In
both
Hard
parties,
Rock State.
One side.
Excuse me. Not even this, Your Honor. Not even in this.
What do you mean?
Present situation. This the defendant has a history of causing fracas by one question. Do you recall an incident that happened at Hard Rock Stadium under the stadium when one Floyd Mayweather Jr. and one, I believe, Jake Paul?
Got to stay hydrated, champ!
And what happened?
Okay.
What proceeded to happen?
Hold on. While I did ask Floyd Mayweather in that moment, I said, hey, would you really fight them both in one night? And he said, absolutely. And Jake Paul rolled up out of nowhere and said, oh, you want to fight us both in one night? And then took his hat. He was going to do that anyway! Why am I responsible for what Jake Paul did? He's Jake Paul! Man, that was a scary situation.
Who was in the center of it?
Oh, my mic flag wasn't leaving.
It always seems when the chaos hits, when the melee begins, you're always standing in the background smiling with the mic flag.
That's not fair.
This is Tobin.
That's not fair.
Hey, Vlad, this is Tobin. Every time there's a fracas, some kind of brouhaha,
I don't like that.
How quick do you send us
text after.
I just like to, you know, let you guys know what I see boots on the ground. That's all. I'm just trying to keep you up there, boots on the ground, baby.
Speaking of, let's get to the mixed bag here on the show. And speaking of Jake Paul, he is at the center of our mixed bag today because for whatever reason, Conor McGregor, Jake Paul, and Logan Paul
are in the same area.
We're at the inauguration, which that makes me feel about America. The Paul brothers and Conor McGregor. And Conor McGregor was on the same bus as the Paul brothers, which immediately leads you to believe this is a work. But Conor McGregor said that he's going to slap the hell out of both of them. As remember, there were rumors that he was going to fight Logan Paul in some boxing match in India, which seemed like complete horse bleep. But let's get to this.
What did you think the best course of action was for that?
You were giving all this stain and this stain and that. You're not giving all this mega stuff.
I didn't hear the last 5 seconds.
That was in the air for us. Bring it home for me.
It's 8 a.m. How?
This is the real deal, yeah? In front of you. You know that. Yes, you know that, bro. So we'll look here. We'll do it.
He couldn't do what? 190, 195? So I'd do a 90.
He was sick. He was sick.
What is happening?
I'm sick.
You're sick.
I'm going to slap the head out of the Tilios and KSO. Talk to me. Tilios are mixers to me. You understand that? Side jobs. A little side job.
No,
yeah.
You can't even do your main job. How are you going to do a side job?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to friend up November.
Pretty good. Yeah. Simmer down, boys. Yeah. Bro, it's crazy being on a bus with you, bro. Like if there's a dolly, bro, you're going to a whip.
Wow.
They're all having fun. There's no big deal. They're all having fun. But if somebody got froggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Conor McGregor, that was 8 a.m. He's acting like that.
Dude.
That's
a lot of energy for 8 o'clock in the morning. But Logan said it best. Hey, man, I just didn't hear the last 5 seconds of what you said.
He got high-shy-shied. That's how you know when those Irish
o'clock, when he said it's 8 o'clock in the morning, you're like, holy smokes.
When you get to that point of the Irish people rambling, you can't understand a damn word they're saying.
Nope. Especially him.
Crazy. Pretty wild. That is our mixed bag for today.
That's it.
The Palmer. That's it.
It wasn't really mixed.
I know, but I didn't know if people can hear us because I keep hearing people say they can hear us, they can't hear us. So I'm a little.
I don't know what's going on here.
Are we good?
I don't know. They said we're good, but I don't know. Maybe this computer needs. I'm sick of this antiquated stuff, man.
Paul says
that's pretty good. So
somebody said you're good now.
All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll get to a little cat talk coming on up. And
it's me this morning. Guys, can we please finally talk about Jimmy Butler?
That's a point, Smith, you rascal. It's hard to keep him around.
Twitcher!
We'll take a break and get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.